Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, I was just talking with, you know, some people. I mean, he hasn't been with us for 10 weeks. I mean, that's a long time to not have played football. So, you know, I obviously Josh is a phenomenal player. I mean, set records last year with only 14 games. So I think everybody has high expectations for him. And in the same sense, just realize that he hasn't done any, you know, football-related activities with the team in 10 weeks. That's a long time. So obviously we're excited to get him back and get him out there on the field. I can't wait till, you know, Wednesday rolls around when I get a chance to go out there and throw to him and stuff. But, you know, talking to him today, he's excited to get going. And obviously we know, you know, the caliber player he's capable of being. Well, I think for me all along, I mean, you know, I don't know the numbers, but like I've told you guys all along, in this offense, you play the progressions and you get to the open receiver, and Kyle does a great job of scheming things up to get it that way. So, you know, I wouldn't look to, you know, for me to be any different than I have been. Obviously, when you have a player like that, that's more of, you know, the coach's responsibility to, you know, fit him into the scheme and how he fits in that type of way. Well, yeah, I mean, you put a guy out there like Josh, I mean, the defense has to respect him. And I think, you know, anytime you have a threat like that, it definitely helps out the offense. I mean, I think the biggest thing I can tell you guys is, look, we all know what Josh is capable of, but let's not put all this pressure on him that he's going to be the savior. We all, you know, looking back at and just getting done watching the film, we all have to play better on offense. We have to be more consistent. I think that was the biggest thing yesterday is the wild inconsistencies. You know, we have a big gain and then we lose 5 yards. I mean, we can't do that. We're not good enough to overcome those types of things. And I don't think any team is, really. You look around the league, I mean, you know, in this league, it's such a fine line of, you know, being consistent, being inconsistent. You look at Houston, you know, they played us consistently the same way all day yesterday, and you know, that's what won them the game. I'm not taking away anything from them. They played a great game, but if we're just looking at ourselves, we all have to be more consistent, myself, everybody out there. And yeah, it's great to get Josh back, but, you know, it's not like we're making an excuse from yesterday. Well, now we got Josh back. There's no more excuses. Let's not put that on one guy. Well, for me, last year I was just trying to find anyone to help me make a play, my first start being here and on the road. And obviously no one, and really I look back to that time last year because of Josh's situation. I got a lot of reps with Josh because he was working with the second team and third team because they knew they were going to get him as many reps before the suspension. So like that last Chicago preseason game, you know, I played the whole first half with him. So I think there was a little bit of a comfort level, you know, my first time out there, his first time out there, and just kind of the way the things ended up. But now, you know, it's a different situation. Well, I think it goes, you know, talking about the inconsistency. You can't, you know, have a 35-yard run and then, you know, a few plays later, whether it's a penalty or a negative play, you can't do that. You can't put yourself in that type of situation. And, you know, I think, you know, we realize that and we just have to get better. It's attention to detail, you know, those types of things where everybody has to be on at the same time. And you know, when you do that, when I think we had, you know, Kyle was rattling off the numbers. I wasn't exactly sure, but we had so many plays over 20 yards. We had so many plays over 15 yards. We had so many plays over. When you're doing that, you think you should be in good shape. But when you counter that with a 5-yard loss here, a holding penalty, you know, offsides, I mean, those types of things are going to kill you. Yeah, I mean, you just look at the way our receivers rotate now. I mean, that's just the way the system is. And like I said before, let's not put, you know, this on Josh, this huge responsibility that, you know, there's 6 games for him to go out and catch 1,500 yards. I mean, it's not realistic. He's going to go out there, and our coaches will do a good job of getting him ready to go. And like I said, I'm just excited to get out on the field with him on Wednesday, and we'll see how everything plays out. I don't think so. I don't think we overestimated the Texans. I think we knew coming in how tough of a battle it was going to be for us offensively, at least, you know, with J.J. Watt, the rest of their front seven. I don't think it was anything like that. I think what we have to realize is, like I talked before, the inconsistency. We're just not there to be able to overcome 2nd and 15, 3rd and 12. That's just not the team that we are. We're not built that way. So we have to, you know, stay to our formula, stay ahead on downs, you know, get ourselves in more manageable 3rd down situations. And it's on all of us. It's on the quarterback, the offensive line, the running backs, the receivers, everybody. And we have to do a better job of that and realize the type of team we are. And you can't, you know, you can't, like I said, you can't have all these chunk plays and come up with nothing from them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, whether it's, you know, turning the ball over inside the red zone, obviously you're taking a points, you know, off the board right there. It's just a thing where we have to realize how important each play is and go out and execute it as best as we can. I don't think, you know, watching the film, there's no one that's out there that's not giving the best effort. It's not that we're not trying. It's just we all have to be on the same page and we have to be more consistent. It didn't really. I know, you know, we talked about this before, but there's some throwaways, there's things like that. You know, I never want to have to take a sack, and yeah, it might, you know, completion percentage, but for me, you know, you move on and you just go to the next play. And you know, I didn't realize that until after, you know, they gave me the stat sheets before I go to talk to you guys. There was one early on where I didn't see the corner. It was the deep ball into the end zone towards the dog pound. And the corner was so far deep that I never saw him. I thought it was the safety that was guarding Miles, actually. I thought he was the corner. So that was probably my worst play in the game, just, you know, not going through the progression the right way. But there was a few where, you know, just, you know, off a little bit, maybe a little high. You got to connect on those, especially, you know, you talk about getting in bad manageable situations, you know, some second down throws where I could have been better. No, it's a thing where we knew on that play, when you do a flea flicker, when the corners realize that they're gonna freak out and just run and fly back. And my main concern on that play was the guy who was actually away from Travis just flying back and taking away where Travis was, and that's where we had Gabriel running right over there. So I had to make sure that guy wasn't just flying back that where he could kind of undercut Travis. So that was the first thing. I caught the ball, I looked there, and then I went to go throw, and I just couldn't get, you know, everything. Really, I threw it without putting any momentum forward, and I still almost got it there. It was one of those where I threw it and got hit, and I knew that I didn't get everything on it. So then I was kind of worried that maybe it was going to get intercepted because I didn't get a chance to put everything on it. Oh man, if we played up to the level of competition at Houston yesterday, we'd have played a lot better. So no, I don't think that's the case. I mean, their defense is tough. They're led by possibly the best player in the NFL. I mean, I don't think that's the case. I don't know. I mean, you know, you guys even asked me, or someone asked me the other day, you know, do you think the running back situation? I don't even know who's in the backfield until they get in the huddle and I call the play. And half the time, you know, I'm trying to focus on calling the play, so I don't know who it is until I hand the ball off to him. I don't know. I didn't, you know, watching the film, I didn't feel that way. A lot of that is to try to, you know, affect the defense and try to get them to overset. But I don't feel that way. Well, I mean, like I said before, we don't want to create these crazy expectations for Josh. He's got six games to play. He hasn't been doing anything physically with us in 10 weeks. I mean, that's tough. Imagine, and it's hard to compare, but you know, not doing something for so long, and then I guess imagine having, you know, a whole off season, then coming back and playing almost. It's almost, you know, finishing the season and then playing a game without any practice. So obviously we know how talented he is physically, and I think he'll pick up everything, you know, because he's been in meetings and stuff. So, but I also think in the same sense, we have to, you know, bring him along where, you know, he's at his own pace and does it the way he's going to do it. I think you know, our coaches have a good plan for that, and you know, we'll see how it is, you know, when this week rolls around. It's the NFL. I mean, every team is good. Every team has talent. Every team has good coaches. I mean, you have to be able to, like I talked about before, be consistent. That's the biggest thing. And it's hard to do. It's hard to win in this league. And, you know, I think we realize that. I do think we realize that. And it's about, you know, being more consistent and being more sound and just putting it all together. And in those games where we put it all together, yeah, we look great. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I think any team who puts it together in one game in all facets, offense, defense, special teams, you're going to look great regardless of who you're playing. But in this league, you have to bring it each and every Sunday and be at the top of your game because, you know, regardless of record, regardless of who the opponent is, everybody's capable of winning on any Sunday in this league, and that's just the way it is.